If you'd like to come on, you can come on today. So we invite you to come out to Karis. How many Karis students do we have here? Former alumni, anybody? Hey, look at that. Give them a good hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's awesome. We're so glad you're here. God is good. Amen. Why don't we stand this morning and turn to the Gospel of Luke. We're going to use the King James this morning a little bit here, Aaron. Gospel according to Luke. Luke the physician, right? Verse 26 through 28. We're going to read this and kind of look at this story a little bit. Luke 1, verse 26 through 28. Luke 1, 26 through 28. You find it, say praise the Lord. There it is, right? And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, or the lineage of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning. Amen. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to three people, give them a high five, and say, you're highly favored today. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good, so precious to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Man, I'm excited about the Lord. Anybody excited about Jesus today? Amen. He is so good. You know, Jesus is truly the reason for the season, right? Amen. That's what we worship. Let me tell you something. We do not worship saints or other people. Right? Amen. Yeah, I know some of you are still hung up on Justin Bieber. You know? But we don't worship Justin, right? Right? I know some of you, listen to me, I know some of you are still hung up on Elvis, baby. Now, he may have been the king of rock and roll, but he's not the king of kings. Jesus is the king of kings. You know, some of you, you feel like, I can't live without somebody. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, you can. There is loss, there is things in our lives, but you can. God gives you the grace and the strength, amen? We do not worship people. We do not worship past saints. As much as I love Andrew Womack and Creflo Dollar and Joseph Prince, I don't worship those guys. Amen? I appreciate them. You know, I love them. I thank God for their ministry. Thank God for Ken Copeland and all he added to the body of Christ and Oral Roberts and all of those. But we worship Jesus. Amen? And this scripture, you know, it says, Blessed art thou among women. You're favored among women. Blessed art thou among women. It didn't say, blessed art thou above women. It said, blessed art thou among women. Amen? Well, if you're a believer this morning, you're a blessed person. You may not know how blessed you are because you haven't experienced the finished work of Christ and His grace, but you are a blessed, favored person. In fact, favor goes with you wherever you go, and the more you acknowledge it, the more you think about it, the more you honor it, more favor just seems to show up. It's like grace. It just keeps coming into your life. Every step you take, you find grace, and God's got grace, fresh grace, for every season. Aren't you glad for fresh grace? Hallelujah. So we don't worship saints. We don't worship people, we worship Jesus. That's who we worship. And in this story, as the angel was announcing to Mary, the virgin, about what was going to take place, he came to her and said, Blessed are you among women. Amen. Blessed are you. Well, you're a blessed person this morning. Turn to somebody and say, I'm blessed. How about you? Amen. You're just as favored as Mary was favored. You have the capacity to receive, amen, the spoken living seed and give birth to a miracle. You have the capacity to receive the same seed, Jesus Christ. Amen. The same seed, you have the capacity and give birth to whatever miracle you might be in need of this morning. And let me tell you, it's much better to walk in the blessing than to need a miracle. Amen. I don't know about you, but I enjoy walking in the blessing, amen, instead of having to believe for a miracle all the time. God desires you to walk in the blessing. Amen. Look at 1 Peter 1:21. We're going to go back here and going to talk a little bit about this, but I want you to see this. Amen. 1 Peter 1:21. 1 Peter 1:21. Amen. Who by him do believe in God that raised Jesus up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith might hope might be in God. Next verse. Go on down, next verse. Amen. Seeing you that you purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit and unfinished love to the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. God has given that love within our spirit and within our heart, that we have the Spirit of God within there, that we can just love and honor God through the Spirit. And we can expect a miracle because we receive that seed. Amen? Look at John chapter 1, verse 1. John 1, verse 1. Amen. Look what he says here. Amen. In the beginning was what? Was the Word. Jesus is the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. Next verse. Look at this. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. The same Word, the same seed, the same Word was with God. And Peter says, we have received the incorruptible seed, not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed. And when we receive the Word into our hearts, into our lives, that Word is activated by faith, and that Word produces a miracle. Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible seed, how? By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So the same thing that Mary experienced, we can experience in a different way, a miracle by receiving the seed, the Word of God, Jesus in our heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's go back to verse 1 Luke 1:26. Amen. So we don't worship people, right? And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Nazareth, named Nazareth. Number two, we don't worship angels. You know, there's a lot of people that want to get into all this spirituality. And I know people that have gotten off and started worshiping angels. But as believers, we do not worship angels. Amen? We do not worship angels. Wow. There are three groups of angels, right? One is the announcing angel, which is Gabriel. He headed up that group. One is the warring angel, which is Michael. He headed up that group. And the other is Lucifer. There's three groups of angels. I want you to look at Daniel for just a moment. Daniel chapter 10, verse 11 through 13. Daniel 10, 11 through 13. Here Daniel had been in a fast and had been praying and had been seeking God. And listen what he said. And he said unto, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Turn to somebody and say, you're greatly beloved. Understand the word that I speak unto thee and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Next verse. Amen. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy word heard, and I have come for thy words. Wow. He said, from the very first day when you begin to seek me, when you begin to ask me what happened, he said, I heard you. Amen. You know, God hears us, I believe, the very first moment we open our mouth and begin to speak out his word. The very first moment you open your mouth and begin to speak the word, I believe God hears you. Amen. And this is what Gabriel was saying unto Daniel. He said, listen, when you set yourself to seek me, I heard you. Amen. How many know that we have power in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. And this is old covenant, and we're in the new covenant here. Praise God. And I believe as soon as you begin to speak the word, God honors that and he hears you. Amen. Well, then, Pastor, what's going on? Well, let's read on a little bit. And to chasten thyself, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which stood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. There was a war going on, and Michael was sent to help him, the warring angel, and overcome. You know, when you're going through a season in life and you're standing in faith, what do? You stand in faith. Amen. You stand in patience. Amen. Because there's things may be happening behind the scenes that you can't see and that you don't know of. But you still stand because the Bible says having all to do, everything that we've done to stand, stand therefore. So we stand upon the promise of God that what I spoke is going to come to pass. Because God's word will never return void unto you. Hallelujah. So when you're going through it, you keep standing, amen, on God's promises and speaking his word. Help me, and I remain there with the kings of Persia, right? Amen. So this is what's going on. So we have here, we have Gabriel, we have Michael, and then there was another angel in heaven whose name was Lucifer. Look over, if you will, to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13 through 16. Ezekiel 28, 13 through 16. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the pearl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou wast created. Lucifer was a very beautiful angel, a very attractive angel. Let's go on down, next verse. Thou art anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Next verse. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. Next verse. But by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. And that's exactly what happened. And when Jesus, the prophetic word in Genesis, when Jesus was announced, he was announced way back in Genesis when he said, you may bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. And that's exactly what Jesus did to him. He crushed his head. Do you realize Satan is defeated this morning? Do you realize the only power that he has is what you allow him to have? Do you know that you have authority over him this morning and you take your rightful authority and he's got to flee in the name of Jesus? Turn to somebody and say, you know what? It's just time for the enemy to stop bugging me. How about you? Hallelujah. Right? I want you to look this morning over to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14, 14. Isaiah 14, 14. This is what the enemy said. He said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. Next verse. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. That's what he was saying. Pride was found in him. He wanted to take the place of God. He wanted to have the authority that was upon this earth that Adam and Eve had. But Jesus came and took that authority that they gave away and gave it back to the church, to those who believe. I'm glad this morning that we have the authority, we have the winning side here, and that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Aren't you glad about that today? That we are winners today and not losers because of Jesus. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What are angels for? Hebrews 1:14. Look what angels are for. Hebrews 1:14. I love this. Amen. Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister for them shall be heirs of salvation? You know what? Angels are doing bidding on my behalf today. They are being sent forth on my behalf and on your behalf today. Amen. They are ministering spirits being set forth today. And when we proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, they are dispatched to do God's business on behalf of that Word that we proclaim. Woo, thank you for your enthusiasm. Psalm 103, verse 20. You've got to see this morning. Psalm 103, we do not worship angels. We do not worship people. Blessed the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto what? To the voice of the word. You know what the voice of the word is? You are the voice of the word. And when you speak the word, the voice, you give the word voice. And when you give the word voice, angels are dispatched on your behalf, on God's behalf, to bring his word to pass. Praise God Almighty. But you've got to give the word a voice. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. You've got to get it out of your mouth and give it a voice in order for that word to work and for those angels to be activated. You've got to give it a voice. Bless the Lord, you his angels. Hallelujah! That excel in his strength. When you don't have strength, they're working on your behalf today. That do his commandments. Amen. Hearkening into that voice. Give that word a voice. Let that word out of your mouth. Amen. Don't get in some corner somewhere all shriveled up. Get up and stand up. Amen. Believe and speak what God has given you. You are an overcomer this morning. In fact, you are more than a conqueror today. You're not being overcome. You're overcoming. In fact, if you really understand it, you already have overcame. When you get a real revelation of it, it's nothing but rest in him. You're on an R&R, baby. Rest and relaxation. In grace. You know, I just heard somebody the other day, they're a believer, and they believe in grace, but sometimes you get off a little bit, right? You get back in this religious thing. And they were struggling in some areas of their life, and they said, you know, I just got to go with God and work this out. I got to work on this. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, man. You ain't got to work on this. You just got to believe on this. The work's already done. It's not about doing something to get somewhere. It's about believing something that he's already done and that he's already there. And if he's already there in Christ, you are already there. Oh, I'm preaching good. Amen, brother. Amen. God's preaching good through me. I know that's for sure. Amen. Now, I'm about to get excited here, too, so... Listen, you don't worship people. You don't worship angels. Now wait a second, because when it snows tonight, some of you are going to be... You don't worship places. Lord, I sure wish I was in Florida today. Honolulu, I want to go there. Amen. It's amazing how people get hung up on places. Places sometimes evoke memories, and sometimes those memories aren't good. We don't worship places. There is a sect of they call themselves Christians, but they really don't even believe that Jesus is Lord, right? But they believe that Eden, the Garden of Eden, is found in Missouri. I'm serious. They actually believe that the Garden of Eden is found in Missouri. Now, let me tell you something. I've been to Missouri. I lived in Missouri, and I can tell you there is no Garden of Eden in Missouri. Now, they do have some good trout streams there. Amen. That's almost heaven, right? And it's not even in West Virginia, as John Denver sang about, almost heaven, West Virginia. No. Amen. It's not there. In fact, do you know how a lady compliments a handsome gentleman from Missouri? She says, "My, that's a pretty tooth you have," right? Right. So, just want to it's not in Missouri, right? So I want to show you something here. Look at John chapter 4, verse 20 through 24. John 4:20-24. I'm about to crack myself up here. All right, thank you, Lord. So Jesus is with the woman at the well, right? The woman at the well, and Jesus ministered to her. How effectively Jesus ministered so many times one-on-one. You know, some of the most effective ministry you will ever do is not in front of a large crowd, but it's one-on-one. I encourage you this season to find those hearts that really need the word of grace. Go to them one-on-one. Speak good, encouraging words to them. Amen? God's got a good plan for your life. God's grace is, there's nothing you haven't done that changes the mind of God about you. He loves you. Amen? He loves you just the way you are in all your messes. And God's got good for you. Amen? He can bring you out of those messes. Amen? He is so good at doing that. Go one-on-one. Get around your relatives. I know some of you got some outlaws, some of you got some in-laws, but go around them and minister God's grace. Some of them have never heard the grace of God. Amen? This is what the woman at the well said. She was pretty spiritual, right? Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and yet ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Don't get hung up on some place. Live now. Enjoy now. Oh, I can't wait till I'm 66 and I retire and go to Florida. What's up with that? I've been there. Florida, I have a 3-point sermon on Florida. It's hot, it's muggy, and it's buggy. There you go. Amen. So don't get hung up on some place. Don't go in your mind someplace and just get hung up and think, I've got to, if only I can get there, I'll be happy. Baby, if you're not happy here, you're not going to be happy there. Amen? That's like somebody, if only I can marry them. No, listen, man. If you're not happy with yourself, you're not going to be happy with them. You got to get happy here. You got to get content here. Amen? Start rejoicing and enjoying life. Enjoy Indiana. Enjoy the cornfield. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My wife is such a sunshine girl, man. But amen. You know, she has adapted. She's learned to be content whatever state she's in. Missouri, Maine, Florida. Our fathers worship, but Jerusalem. And listen to what Jesus said. This is so good. I love this. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you should neither worship in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. Oh, I've got to be out in Colorado to worship God, Rocky Mountain High. Woohoo! Man, I appreciate that. I love Colorado. It's a beautiful place, right? But what's so good about God? I can worship Him anywhere. Psalmist said, if I ascend to heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Wherever I am, I can experience the presence of God. Because he's not in a building made with hands. He's in this tabernacle right here. Praise God. Amen. And because he's resident here, I can worship him anytime, any place, any moment. The hour cometh when you should neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Listen to what he says. Amen. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation has come through the Jews or from the Jews. Amen? Next verse. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship. There's a balance in spirit and truth, like there's a balance in grace and faith. And we worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen? In spirit and in truth. God, you are so good. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for that. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit? How many are glad for the Holy Spirit? He is with us. Praise God. He helps us worship. Do you realize that? Let's go. That's a great verse. But I want you to drop down to verse. I love that verse. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, period. Right? King James adds a little other who walk not after the flesh, but the original translation is period. No condemnation. Turn to somebody and say, I'm not condemned. How about you? Amen. That's why the Spirit helps us. Romans 8, 15. Drop down to verse 15. That's why the Spirit helps us. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We're not going back under the law. We're not going back under bondage, right? We have the spirit of liberty. And where the spirit of liberty is, there is freedom, right? Where Christ is, there is freedom, right? Hello? For we have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Daddy, Daddy, Father. Man, we've got such a relationship with God now through Christ. We can call him Daddy. He is awesome, amen? He is a good daddy. You may have experienced a bad daddy, but I want to tell you about a good daddy, amen? He's always good, all the time. Praise the Lord. Next verse. I love this. Thank you, Lord, amen? Verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with what? With our flesh? With our soul? No, because your flesh and your soul will tell you all kinds of different things. Your flesh and your soul will tell you you're not going to make it. You're sick. You're never going to get healed. It's going to go on and on and tell you all types of things. That's why you've got to transform your mind, your thinking, to what the Spirit says. And what the Spirit bears witness, he says to you and to me, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is one of the biggest factors and understanding of Revelation that you need in order to live this victorious life. If you don't think that you are righteous in your spirit, then you're going to be defeated in your mind. And if you're going to be defeated in your mind, you're going to be defeated in your body. If you're going to be defeated in your body, you're going to be defeated in life. One of the clearest understandings you've got to have is the just live by faith, and that the Spirit witnesses of our righteousness now that it's in Christ Jesus. He didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to convict you. He comes to convince you of your righteousness. Because when you're walking in righteousness, everything else is provided through that understanding of faith. That's why the Bible says again and again and again, the just live by faith. Righteousness. Turn to somebody and say, right on, brother. Say, I am righteous. He convinces you of your peace. He convinces you of your prosperity. Hello? He convinces you of your health, your divine health in Christ. The Holy Spirit is our best friend, convincing us of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He is continually witnessing of Jesus' finished work in us. And anything else that's not is contrary to that finished work, we do not receive. Everything that is done through Christ's finished work, we receive. The Spirit bears witness, and we say, aha. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. So be it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. Wow. Y'all got 5 more minutes this morning? Amen. Declare it out of your mouth. Speak it. Let's go down to Luke 1:28. Drop on down. Luke 1:28. Praise God. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou favored, blessed art thou among women. I want to drop on down if we would. Go on down a few more verses there, brother. We're going to go down to Luke 1:37. Let's go down to Luke 1:37. Can we do that? For with God nothing shall be impossible. Can you put that up in the NIV? For nothing is impossible with God. Can you put it up in the New American Standard? For nothing will be impossible. How many know nothing will be impossible with God? Back up to verse 36. Amen. Luke 1:36. No. Let's try Luke 1:38. Maybe that's where I want to go. And Mary said, Luke 1:37, nothing should be, turn to somebody and say, nothing shall be impossible. A translation says nothing should be impossible with this word, but I want you to look at this. And Mary said, Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be unto me, may it be done to me according to your what? May it be done to me according to the doctor's report. May it be done to me. Listen, you guys know there's nothing wrong with going. Luke was a doctor, right? But I would tell you, you don't have to receive everything the doctor says. In fact, they call it practicing medicine. I don't want somebody that practice. I want somebody that knows it, right? And the only one that I know that really knows it is Jesus Christ. He is the healer, right? So be it unto me according to what the doctor says. Be it unto me according to what my checkbook is telling me. Be it unto me what someone else has told me. No, be it unto me according to your what? To your word. What are you giving voice to? Give voice only to the word of God. And as you give voice to the word of God, you're releasing life. Amen? There is spirit and life in the word of God. Amen? We release life every time we speak that word. Hallelujah. And Mary says, be it unto me according to your word. And instantly that seed came into her life, into her body, amen. And 9 months later, she produced a miracle named Jesus Christ, amen. Thank God, hallelujah. He was already there in the beginning, amen. He was the word, the spoken word. It took all those years of those people believing and speaking that word, almost 2,000, before the word came to pass. Turn to somebody and said, doesn't have to take you that long. Amen. But God had to find somebody that was going to believe it, amen. And I know I'm speaking to people this morning that believe the word. And as you believe that word and speak that word, it will come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. It has to come to pass because God has to honor his word and honor his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God, you are so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91. Put up Psalm 91, if you will, for just a moment. Psalm 91. Let's look at verse 9 through 11 for just a moment. Thank you, Father. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. Amen. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. Next verse. Amen. They will bear you up in their hands that you not strike your foot against a stone. Aren't you glad for divine protection? Amen. Next verse. Amen. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You will trample down. You have power over the enemy. Amen. Next verse. Praise God. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. Next verse, amen. He will call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. Next verse. With a long life, I will satisfy him and show him. How many are believing for that? Amen. Praise God. I want you to lift your hands this morning. I must declare some things today. Come on. Amen. Come on. Declare out of your mouth this morning. I am the favored of God. God's favor is on my life. God's favor surrounds me like a shield. I am highly favored. I am anticipating good because I serve a good God. I've got angels working on my behalf, even today. They are released by the words that I speak. And I speak God's word. They are going before. They are preparing. And thank you, Lord, I'm receiving everything you have provided. Today I declare, I speak the word. I stand in my authority. I stand in God's grace, and I stand in his love for me. And I will never be the same In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Woo! Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Just lift your hands. Don't stop, man. There's some things going on right now. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your kindness, your love. Thank you for people receiving right now. Listen, you might be here this morning and need healing. Whatever it is, I want you to raise your hand. Just begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Let's say it out, Lord. Lord, I thank you for my healing today. It's already provided for. I'm not trying to get it. I already have it. I release my faith, and by his stripes, I am healed. I am healed. I rebuke any cold, any virus, any symptom trying to get up on this body. I am the healed of the Lord, and I declare it out of my mouth today. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Come on, rejoice right now. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No arthritis here. Amen. No bone disease. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive your healing today. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I might be old in age, older in age, but my youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Praise God. Age number is just a number. Praise God. I want you to turn to five people this morning and say, I am well able. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Listen, if you need extra prayer this morning, our prayer team is in room number 3. You are loved today. Find five people. Tell them they're loved today. God bless you. Have a Jesus-filled afternoon and week. Amen. God is good. Invite somebody with you next Sunday. It's going to be a great day. Amen.